Do I spend all year thinking about my entire financial picture? No. You see, I have deep, important things to think about, like, is this finally going to be the Jets' year? But then, inevitably, tax season rolls around, and I feel suddenly, violently compelled to check the balance in my retirement account, which lately has made rooting for the Jets seem like the upbeat choice. But not this year. This year is different. Monarch has me actually thinking about my financial picture before the panic sets in, proactively, like an adult. I even have a plan for my tax refund. Simplify your finances with Monarch. Monarch is the all-in-one personal finance tool designed to make your life easier. It brings your entire financial life, budgeting, accounts and investments, net worth, and future planning together in one dashboard on your phone or laptop. Feel aware and in control of your finances this tax season and get 50% off your Monarch subscription with code HAPPENS. How awesome is that? Achieve your financial goals for good with Monarch, the all-in-one tool that makes money management simple. Use code HAPPENS at monarch.com for half off your first year. That's 50% off at monarch.com. Code HAPPENS. When my dog Clark was a brand new puppy, he ate a chicken bone, and his little trash can feast led to a 2 a.m. emergency vet visit and a $7,500 bill. Yowza. But it also led to a phone call with my wife, during which he said the four most magical words I will ever hear. Quote, pet insurance covers 90%. Whew! So all of this is great, but it left me wondering about human health insurance. If for $60 a month I could get emergency surgery for my dog, why can't humans get affordable mental health care? Because unlike Clark, humans are left to scramble around trying to finish the world's worst puzzle of all time, matching their insurance plan to a therapist. And that's what makes Rula different. With Rula, you can find the right therapist for you for most major insurance plans. The average copay for Rula patients is just $15, but depending on your benefits, your copay could be as little as zero per session. That's even better coverage than Clark has. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/successhappens to get started. That's RULA.com/successhappens. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
You know, I was passionate. I knew I was creative. I loved, I think from like high school, like making people laugh. And then you kind of figure out what your passion is. Are you really up for it? If you can outlast the person next to you, you'll find success. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be next week, but you will find success at some point. You just have to really want to stick with it.
Hey everyone, welcome to How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. Today's guest is the human half of one of the most successful doggy influencer teams to ever wag its tail on social media. Brian Riesberg and Maxine the Corgi have garnered millions of followers on social media and built a massive online business together called Little Chonk. So let's find out how they became top dogs, and I promise that will be the last awful dog pun. I promise, but I might break that promise. Anyway, welcome, Brian.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. I love your posts, and I'm sure people who are fans of yours go crazy for it. We see it. But for people who are unfamiliar, tell us a little bit about Little Chonk, the Instagram page, how it all came to be.
Oh boy. If people aren't familiar with it, it's a real wild story. I put my dog on Instagram in 2015. This was before influencers were mainstream and well before the creator economy. I was working in film and advertising at a movie at South by Southwest. I was a creative director. We lived in New York City. Wife and I got a puppy right after we got married. And, didn't want to put the dog in daycare, couldn't afford daycare. I was just in love with her. And I would bring her to work with me every day. And at the time, the MTA in New York City had a rule that dogs had to be in carriers to ride the subway. So I tried every bag that existed. And to make a real long story short, over the next 6 years, we built up our platform to about 7 million followers. And I started carrying her in a backpack that like this, you know, it was a very poorly designed, I don't want to use too many words. It was a piece of shit. That's the best way to describe it. It was awful. It was poorly designed. The materials were terrible. She fell out of it. I hated it. But people would go nuts because I forged this like deep bond with my dog. And then right before the pandemic, me and my co-founder, Scott Dunn, we decided like, listen, I think we can do this a lot better. Because nobody had carried their dog in a backpack more than me. And we had a really high bar for what we wanted to do. We just wanted to give back to this community that had obviously given me so much by showing their support. So we spent 2 years, and it took a long time because like we don't come from a product design background. I went to film school. You know what I mean? Like we knew nothing about what we were doing. So we designed a dog backpack. We knew what it needed to look and feel like. And we launched it on my dog's 6th birthday, which was December 15th, 2021, sold out in 4 minutes. And it continues to sell just magnificently well, rated best dog backpack by Wired and Good Housekeeping and Men's Health. That's all kind of been off of our off of social media, which is wild.
You know, I ask people this a lot, and I'm curious to get your answer. You know, a lot of us have an idea. We're walking down the street. Oh, someone should do this. Oh, someone should do that. But you actually did it. And then you said in your words, this is a piece of shit. So I want to make it better and better and better. What do you think it was that spurred you on to actually do the thing, do the idea, and not just say someone else should do it?
Nobody else was doing it. It's not like I had the thought and I was like, I'm going to go do this now. I was just waiting around for a while. And then it just kind of got to the point where I was like, I'm sick of putting up with this. And I knew that like, really, literally thousands of people, not tens, not hundreds, thousands of people wanted something better. And so it was really just wanting to do everything and anything for my dog that was like the driving force. Like I had no idea we would start a company. I had no idea my life, which I didn't plan for any of that. Money was not a thing that I really cared. It was impact. It was like, I just need to solve a problem and I need to solve a problem for me. It just so happened that it was a problem for a lot more people. And it turned out that, you know, the pandemic, for being as awful as it was, escalated a lot of things across the globe, one of which was this idea that we're treating our pets like children. That wasn't as prevalent at the time. So I think like the world just kind of caught up with opinions that I had about how I want to take care of my pet. Now, obviously pet health is a booming industry and everybody treats their pets like kids, but it really just started from love.
You know, you've expanded from backpacks into science and to, you know, joint nutrients and supplements. Can you talk about that evolution and when that sort of happened and how you went about it?
Yeah. So starting the company was, it was really wild. We really didn't know what we were doing in terms of like how to start a business, how to run a business, the economics, all of it. I spent most of the pandemic listening to my wife who ran like end-to-end supply chain for a company called Care Of and just absorbed everything that she was talking about. And it just became really fascinating to me, just like the nuances and the detail of like solving these logistical problems and to drive impact in a category. And so it was like, I mean, by the way, the end of that story is she's our COO now. She runs things.
You aren't just dealing her secrets and then
no.
On. Yeah. Okay.
But you know, we decided that like, okay, if this is going to be a thing, I firmly believe anything worth doing is worth overdoing. So that's what we did. We really went head first and thought like, okay, if we're going to do this, let's try and do this the right way and really drive impact for the people that follow us and just follow our North Star of just having integrity and building quality products and solving problems for people. And most importantly, that starts with me as like the figurehead of the company is like, what problems do I need solving? So Maxine got diagnosed with arthritis 2019. And it was a really scary time. I had no idea what that meant. What, you know, how long does she have to live? How can I take better care of her? And this was my full-time job. And again, we did the same thing that we do with the backpack. Great. We have all the information. We can gather all the people. We can brand this better. We can formulate this better. And not only that is we have an opportunity to give really needed information to pet parents. Because if I'm terrified going through this experience as somebody who had the availability, the capacity and the resources to research it, I know firsthand other people are scared shitless when you get a diagnosis of any kind of joint discomfort or you see your dog limping. And we launched it last month and it just went, again, gangbusters, which was really great. People are really loving it. They're seeing a lot of improvements with their pets. And it, most of all, it's what we've gotten back from people is that they have some kind of peace of mind that, yeah. You know, when they have a question, you don't hit up a customer support for some faceless company. You're coming to me and I can share my experience. I can tell you what these supplements are going to do. Most importantly, I can tell you what it's not going to do, and give people like a really concrete understanding of nutraceuticals in a way that I have never heard before from another brand. So it's not a pivot. We're still focused on like the fun stuff, like the backpacks, the leashes, and you know, we've got a lot of hard goods stuff coming out. That's innovating in their own respective categories. But really, I think like the pet health and wellness space is like.
Looking to diversify your business portfolio with a high growth opportunity? Discover Mathnasium Learning Centers, the number one math-only education franchise. For more than 20 years, Mathnasium has triumphed in a booming multi-billion dollar tutoring industry with over 1,200 centers worldwide. Ranked on Entrepreneur's Franchise 500 list for 11 consecutive years, Mathnasium is low-cost, recession-resistant, and offers significant growth potential in an expanding market. The demand for math education is skyrocketing, driven by declining math scores and the growing need for STEM skills in today's workforce. What makes Mathnasium a smart investment? Affordable entry point and quick build-out time. High-earning centers with seven-figure annual revenue, industry-leading 30% plus average profit margins, and it's a trusted brand with high consumer satisfaction scores. And here's something extra. They're offering a 25% discount on the franchise fee for former teachers and veterans. So whether you're expanding your franchise portfolio or making your first investment, Mathnasium gives you the systems and support you need to succeed. Get your free franchise information kit at mathnasiumfranchise.com or call 888-763-2604. That's mathnasiumfranchise.com or call 888-763-2604. Well, it's tax season, and if you are self-employed or starting your own business, man, it can be confusing, especially with all these new tax reform laws. So check out TurboTax Experts for Business. It specifically matches small business owners with an expert in their industry to help with all their filing needs, to help minimize tax filing fees, and maximize deductions. TurboTax provides so much support for small businesses. Their experts have an average of 12 years of experience, and these experts know your industry inside and out and will securely prepare, sign, and file your taxes virtually or in person. And check this out. TurboTax Experts for Business provides unlimited year-round expert support at no extra cost. And provides 100% audit protection and accuracy guaranteed. Plus, TurboTax Experts for Business provides seamless integration across Intuit platforms like QuickBooks, which eliminates the need for small business owners, you, to juggle multiple financial apps or, manual data entry. So get the help you need and get it fast. Learn more at TurboTax.com/business.
A lot of bad actors there, and I just want to be there for pet parents to give them some kind of assurance that there's somebody working for you.
You know, you've mentioned social media a couple of times along your journey and how it's helped sell products and helped you get indoors. and you're really good at it. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how you have been able to seamlessly, you know, integrate your products into stuff that's genuinely entertaining, genuinely heartfelt. I mean, some of your videos will make you cry seeing these dogs. Well, tell the people what where the idea came from to take dogs from shelters out for the best day of their life in your backpack. It's really great.
It changed my life. Maxine was on crate rest last year because of her arthritis. She had a small arthroscopic surgery. When you have really bad arthritis, the bone fragments will splinter off in the elbow, and that was causing her a lot of pain. So we had to have a surgery to remove those bone fragments. And she was on a lot of crate rest. And so it's kind of like, well, we still need to make content. And how do we keep telling that story? And how can I involve myself in things that are going to resonate with my audience? So it really just started off as a way to, like, again, give back. And it was a recommendation from one of my best friends, who's another influencer. He's like, oh, you should go take adoptable dogs out for a ride. I was like, of course, you know, fantastic. So I went to the Best Friends Animal Society, which I've known is for a long time is the largest no-kill animal welfare organization in the country. Walked in the door, said, here's what I want to do. And they just kind of looked at me with like a weird eye, like, all right, sure. You can load up one of our dogs in a bag. And the dog, his name was Axel, got in the backpack, loved it. I made a video, and the goal was to just do something. It's really hard, you know, at least for me, just because I ruminate over every creative decision. And so I didn't want to have a video that had a lot of bells and whistles and music and all this other stuff. So I was like, all right, we're just going to go out. We're going to have fun. I'm going to do whatever I want. And I'm just going to cut the clips together, you know, with no zhuzh. Put it online. And it just went nuts. Millions of views. The dog got adopted within 48 hours and like tons of applications. And I just kept doing it every week and staying true to a formula with the whole goal of like, how quickly can we get attention to the shelter to get these dogs adopted? And to date, we've gotten out of like 24 dogs, like 23 dogs adopted really fast. It's raised adoptions, like they're getting, you know, they're seeing hundreds more adoptions versus last year. And I mean, I think it's like the most viral thing I've ever done with zero intention of like, all I wanted to do was like make some good content, get some dogs adopted. But it just seems like everything I do, if you're leading with love, people will catch up to it.
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that, the schedule and the content creation, because I think I have a dog, people have dogs, and you hear about people, you know, like yourself, that are creating these brands, and we're like, oh, I could do, my dog's cute too, I could do that. And you make like three videos, and then you're just like, oh, forget it. This is a lot more work than I thought it was going to be. So yeah. How do you manage that? And what's your kind of content schedule?
I don't manage it, and I don't have a schedule.
There you go.
Listen, I think there's a lot worse jobs, but you know, it's very true with the old saying, like there's no better way to kill a hobby than turning it into a job. So, I mean, yeah, it's, I think like anything you're really passionate about, you just want to do it all the time and you care a lot. And I like everybody I work with, we hold ourselves to a really high standard. And that means taking, like you built this audience, and you have to respect it. So you have to give them what they're asking for, but also like, you want to create a fulfilling career. That's kind of like why we get into this, but I don't know. Yeah. Listen, it's a hard job. If you love what you do, it's always going to be difficult. It's time consuming. You know, I've talked, like my family members have said that to me, like, oh, how much money do you think I make with my dog? I was like, try it. I'm not here to, for so many people, I don't have good advice because I didn't get into this when this was such a booming, lucrative category. I got into it because I loved my dog. I love making things. You got to love making things on a good day, on a bad day. I mean, you have to bleed for it.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're not up for it, like if I'm not up for it, I'm not going to the gym. So I'm not going to go be a fitness influencer because I just don't have it. But like, I'm nonstop with the dog and like so many people I meet, I just, I'm dying to help them. Rescue a dog, take better care of their pets. So I think with anything they're interested in, it just takes a long time.
Yeah, and I think that's such a great message to anyone listening, which is like, you know, sometimes I get questions about like, how do I know what my passion is? How do I find my passion? It seems like it's something you have. Like you didn't have to find your passion for dogs, right? That passion found you.
Yeah, fail fast. And you know, there was something a while ago where there's some, you don't need to read an essay on it, but it was basically just about the idea of like, learn to give up. It's okay to give up. I don't know. I think it's just like the at-bats in terms of finding it. Like, you know, I was passionate. I knew I was creative. I think from like high school, like making people laugh. So kind of fell into filmmaking. Like I didn't grow up like living in the movie theater. This is something that I liked. And then you kind of figure out what your passion is when it gets difficult. Are you really up for it? Because I think as with any of these things, it's if you can outlast the person next to you, you'll find success. It might not be tomorrow, it might not be next week, but you will find success at some point. You just have to really want to stick with it. So I think this more than anything is something that like, yeah, I'm down for the fight. Like you can knock me down and I'll keep coming back over and over and over and over.
I've heard you talk about some feedback that you've gotten from people who have bought your products that really moved you. Is there any that you want to share? Any new ones that you've heard from that really made you think like, okay, I'm doing the right thing here?
We get reviews every day that like truly stop me in my tracks in terms of people who are just so gobsmacked that, you know, my dog is acting like a puppy again. She wants to go on walks because she's taking the supplements. And like that is, it's wonderful. But I'll never forget the first one we got from somebody who got our backpack a long time ago. I got this DM from a woman. She was out west. And it wasn't Red Rocks, but it was like there was some big hike out in Utah. It was called like Valley of the Gods or something. And she would go hiking with her dog a lot. And her dog was getting older. Her dog was 15. And she sent me a message saying that it's very close. No matter how many times I tell this story, it kills me. It's almost time. And she told me she was planning to go on one more hike and that she was going to bring a photographer and the backpack. And I didn't see this message until she sent a few messages days later. But then I saw what happened. She sent me pictures from the hike, like her whole family, dog in the backpack, hiking, and it looked like a blast. And she sent a message saying like a few days after that, her dog passed away. And she was so grateful that she got to have those experiences, which she wouldn't have otherwise had without the backpack. So that one wow. I'll take with me to my grave. That one was special because it's one thing. I always thought like the best feeling was like to get a laugh out of somebody.
Right.
Because that's like what got me started making stuff. It was always cool to get that reaction. But like to be able to actually help people do what they love or spend more time with the family members that they love is, I mean, just a wildly different feeling.
Yeah. Wow. What a beautiful story. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was special.
I hate to segue into business talk, but you've had some pretty big partnerships along the way. And I wonder if you could talk about that first big partnership that kind of like changed things for you.
Oh, the MTA one would be perfect. That was like one of my favorite ones. So the MTA is just a really good example of just leveraging an audience and a platform and getting just a massive amount of marketing without spending a dollar. So this was at the end of 2021, and I had started conversations with the MTA because they knew about us, and I knew their ridership. I mean, anybody knew their ridership was down in the pandemic. They were struggling, as was everybody. So we launched the bag, and January is Pet Travel Safety Month. So before launch, I'd approached the MTA, said, here's what we're doing. Here's what we're launching. And then here's my idea. And I pitched a barter to them when wasn't happening a lot. I said that if you put us up in your digital screens across all of your stations, we will make a month's worth of content to fill your social platforms, educating riders on how they might be able to ride the train with their pet. Positioning the backpack is the way to do it. But we also like go to places maybe on your different routes that people could travel to that maybe they don't know about. So we did like Long Island. We did some like really fun monuments. And we made these like really gorgeous visual assets that when they were triptychs that just kind of went across their spaces. So for all of January, we got, I would say probably like $500,000 to a $750,000 media buy with the MTA that just positioned our backpack, had a QR code to buy it. Wow. It was for their Away program, which I think has since been sunset. It was advertised, their Away program was like saying, use our train to go to these fun places.
Right. So
yeah, that was the MTA partnership. So we just made a lot of content for them, for their channels, and it performed really well. We sold some bags, and I think most importantly, it was very important to me right out of the gate in 2021 to just come out swinging and to establish ourselves not just as a social brand, which is what we are, but to get some kind of credibility in an out-of-home way and to try and do something a little cooler and try and spend no money. And I think we were successful. We didn't spend a dime. Everybody benefited from it. They grew up in followers.
What I take from that is, you know, finding a partner who you will bring a genuine benefit to. It's not a one-sided, hey, do me this favor. It's like, we're both going to really benefit from coming together this way.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to go into those conversations as confidently as I did. Basically saying like, listen, we have a lot of things that you need. You have something we need.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't ask somebody for something unless there's some kind of benefit. That's why I think we do a lot of work with like non-endemic pet brands, because pets, and especially pets in backpacks, it's such a cheat code. So it's kind of like, hey, Delta, or hey, Duracell, like we can have a lot of fun, surprise your audience. I would do this in advertising all the time. Like, how can we just zag? Everybody's zigging. Like, let's get weird. Let's get fun. Let's surprise people. Because I think everybody is just so inure to, is that the word I'm looking for? Like everybody's numb to just this constant barrage of shit you're seeing on the internet. So it's like, how can we bring some levity and some social firepower to some of these other brands who might not be thinking so much outside of the box?
So as I mentioned, I have a dog, and this is probably the only podcast that it would have been fine if he decided to bark in the middle of, but hasn't. But
nice. What kind of dog and what's his name?
So his name is Clark. And if you can hold on for 1 second, I'd love you to meet him and give me your assessment of his social media capabilities.
Yeah, you want me to judge him to his face?
I want you to judge him. And my non-existent assistant isn't here today, so I'm just going to go run and get him. I'll be right back.
Let's do it.
Here he is.
Oh, my God. Hey, Clark.
Clark, can you say hi?
Oh, my gosh, look at that baby.
So I've been told that we're negative of each other in terms of the eyebrows and the hair color.
Oh, my God. You, by not putting this dog on social media, you're leaving millions of dollars on the table. Let me tell you. Millions.
You hear that, Clark? You gonna start earning for us?
Could have been a star. How old is Clark?
Clark is 5.
Oh, he's still young. He's got time.
He's still got time. All right.
He's still
Does he need
time.
To lose any weight, or you think
he's beautiful as is? I wouldn't change a thing. All right. Oh my gosh, look at that baby. You guys really do look alike.
I know. We have similar feeding habits.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's going to go straight to his head.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a great chat, but we need to get to the speed round, okay? You have a couple more minutes? All right. So tell me, please, what is a habit that you are happy to have and one you wish that you could ditch?
Persistence. I don't get uncomfortable if people don't respond to me on email. I like that one. One I would love to do away with is talking over people as they finish what they're saying. Okay. Would love to stop doing that.
Well, you've done quite well today, so you're on your way.
Yeah, very actively. It's like once I I've done it before in very public settings where if I understand the point you're about to make or the question you're about to ask, I step on the last few words and boy, I hear it every time and I hate it. It's so hard to stop. It's so rude.
And then finally, Snoopy, Scooby-Doo, or Lady from Lady and the Tramp?
Snoopy.
Oh, right out of the gate.
Yeah, the fast one. Yeah, it's actually the same way Charlie Brown met Snoopy is very, pretty much how I met Maxine. There's a video, the first time Charlie Brown met Maxine, or Charlie met Snoopy, where she peeks her head out from the side of like a cinder block and he sees her. And the first, I didn't know this at the time, when we got Maxine from, we got her from a breeder in New Jersey. The first picture I ever took of her, there were cinder blocks that the little puppies would go in and out of, and she was peeking her head out the side of a cinder block.
Well, that's amazing. And Maxine is nicer to you than Snoopy is to Charlie Brown, right?
No. Are you kidding me? The famous city dog. She is a terror to me.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So where can people keep up with the adventures with Little Chonk and otherwise? What's the best place?
Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, MadMax_FluffyRoad, our littlechonk.com, and our handle for Little Chonk is @HeyLittleChonk. But mostly it's MadMax_FluffyRoad.
Excellent. I love that. That's a great name. Excellent. All right, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. This was great.